Now, one of the goals of Thank God for Monday is to introduce role models of people who take bold steps to live our Seton Hall motto of hazards head forward, advance despite difficulties. And this is why I'm so pleased that Martin O'Neill, author of The Power of an Internal Franchise, How Your Business Will Prosper When Your Employees Act Like Owners, has phoned in today. Martin, before we get into this very enlightening, interesting, and I think a very powerful book, The Power of an Internal Franchise, kindly share with the listeners and I a little bit about yourself.
Well, I sort of grew up in the professional world as a technology consultant, you know, working for companies like Booz Allen. And I met a few folks there that we ended up starting our own company many years ago, and that kind of led to one serial entrepreneurship role after another. And over time, you sort of build up these sort of MBAs in progress as you're working for these companies and building your own companies.
Well, I take my hat off to you because I have trouble just writing a 3 or 4 page article for potential publication, and here you've written your third book already. I'd be very curious, Martin, how did this particular book come about? And can you expound for us, please, what you mean by, quote-unquote, internal franchise?
Yeah, so let's start first with sort of the genesis of the book. Over 10 years ago, a colleague of mine and I, Bob Blanchek, wrote a book called Act Like an Owner. And that was basically based on our experience of starting a software company many years ago and then eventually exiting out of that company. And we sort of began to determine what made that work. We weren't an employee-owned company, but everybody there seemed like they acted like an owner. So we went on a lot of research and talked to a number of different business owners and came up with this concept called the internal franchise.